This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Montana State Director Kathleen Williams has announced that the agency is investing in 6 clean energy projects to support rural Montana businesses and agricultural producers. The projects are funded by the Inflation Reduction Act through the Rural Energy America Program, or REAP, which helps agricultural producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, geothermal, and small hydro power energy and make energy efficiency improvements. The awardees include Heberly Ford in Forsyth with a $10,000 grant to make energy efficiency upgrades to the business, Sound Color Studios in Livingston with a $17,000 grant to install a roof-mounted 6-kilowatt solar photovoltaic system with a 30-kilowatt-hours battery. The film, music, and art studio operation expects to replace 100% of its annual energy consumption from traditional sources, including fossil fuel-generated electricity. Westpaw LLC in Bozeman will use a $37,000 grant to make energy efficiency improvements. The business manufactures dog toys and other pet products. Highmark Properties in Shoto will use an $85,000 grant to install a 74-kilowatt solar photovoltaic system at the Twin Peaks Assisted Living Facility, replacing 82,000 kilowatts in fossil fuel-generated electricity. Terry Coleman, a rural agricultural producer outside Joliet, will use a $20,000 grant to buy and install a 9-kilowatt solar photovoltaic system, replacing 14,000 kilowatt-hours of fossil fuel-generated electricity per year. And Bart Bilden of Lovina will use a $50,000 grant for a 29-kilowatt solar PV system. The project will replace 100% of the fossil fuel-generated energy used each year to support their farm and ranch operations. The city of Belgrade, just west of Bozeman, Montana, is trying to get federal money to help build a $50 million underpass at Jackrabbit Lane and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Surface Railway Line. Railroad traffic, including coal trains with more than 100 cars, frequently block heavy vehicle traffic, bringing traffic to a hard stop. The Belgrade City Council unanimously approved sending a letter to U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, voicing support for creating a new highway rail grade separation where Jackrabbit Lane intersects with the BNSF Railway. The city had previously applied for a grant from the Federal Highway Administration. The new request includes a $40 million request from the Federal Railroad Administration and pledges a $1 million local commitment for construction. City officials said there is a potential to get grant money from both USDOT agencies, but said the local commitment would remain at $1 million. The Montana Department of Transportation and BNSF are also part of the underpass effort, which is needed to keep up with local growth and development. The letter from Belgrade Mayor Russ Nelson to U.S. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg reads, "Continued development is expected to further contribute to the already existing need to improve safety and traffic operations within the project limits. Additionally, this project aims to eliminate barriers to emergency services within the Belgrade community, enhance vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian safety, reduce congestion, reduce economic loss, and improve overall mobility for the community." In 2020, the Montana Department of Transportation announced plans for the underpass, which is named the Belgrade Urban Project. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.